The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Baba Mitzia Daf Yud Het. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ayinu Nishmat Malad Zikanati Yafa Batzrav and the Nishmat Avram Ben Esther. V'rfu'ash Shelema Haya Rivka Bat Yafa. V'gam Rifu'ash Shelema Chayim Aharon Ben Ne'a. שעובד נתמוך היום. אין לה רפנן לא, אין לה רפנן הם, אין לה רפנן הם. פות הנפש, פות הגוף. פועתם כרבן ובכן תרסוף ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on י' זין עמוד ב' and we're going to start with the words אמר לה מור כשישה בלה on the second word line. Basically we're in the סוגיה over here just to review what's taking place on this סוגיה. We had a statement עמוד ראשון of י' זין on the bottom. Let's just go straight to it. Something that's established by the Beit Din. For example, it's like a ketubah that the Beit Din enforces. Once already you have a ma'aseh Beit Din, for example, like a ketubah. So if a guy comes along and tells a lady, I pay the ketubah. And she doesn't have a ketubah even to prove it that she has a ketubah. Doesn't matter. Ma'aseh Beit Din, you cannot tu'in parati. Unless he brings witnesses to say that he paid. Therefore the lady can come even without a ketubah, Beit Din, pay. Of course she just has to prove that she's divorced. And they asked on Rabbi Hanan, we agree with you, you're saying, but it's really a Befirush Mishnah. Mishnah said if a lady shows up to Beit Din with a get, she's divorced, they pay her a ketubah. Well, so you see what? Get is not a ketubah. Get is just showing that she's divorced. So you see what? Ma'aseh Beddin. Beddin pays it right away. And you have to pay it. And there's no parati. So they said, what did you have to say this for? It's a Beferush Mishnah. So the Gemara said, no. If I didn't reveal this to you, if I didn't take away the pottery from this Mishnah, you might not have seen the pearl. Which means it wasn't so obvious from the Mishnah. I needed to show it to you. So Abiyah came along and said, "What do you mean? Why isn't it so obvious?" He says, "Maybe that case in the Mishnah over there is talking about a situation where you did not write a ketubah. Maybe there were certain customs in certain places where they didn't write ketubot. It was just an automatic." So maybe in the case where you don't write a ketubah, that's why when you show the get is a proof. Mashaken, in a place where you write a ketubah, maybe if you don't show up with the ketubah, it's nothing. So you have no ra'ya from that Mishnah. That Mishnah is just saying that, in a place where they didn't write a ketubah, then the get serves as the proof. But what about a place that writes a ketubah? That was about one of Abaye's contentions. Then Abaye came along and said, by the way, what I said is not so. For sure the Mishnah must be talking about a place even where they, where the custom is to write a ketubah. And he brought it to Ayah, that still Rabbi Yochanan is right, that even in a place where you write a ketubah, and she doesn't show up with the ketubah, still, ma'aseh Beit Din, you pay her, and he cannot end parati. What was the Ayah basically from Abaye? Case of an arusa. Ladies, can engage with Arusa, but it's halakhically engaged. He's assuming for some reason, Abaye, the Gemara is going to analyze this today, Arusa gets a ketubah. Meaning if the Arus dies, she gets a ketubah. Even though they didn't write a ketubah. They don't write a ketubah for an Arusa until Nisu'in. But she qualifies for a ketubah at that point. So the Gemara says, if you're not going to say Ma'aseh Beit Din, how is this lady ever going to get paid? Because she doesn't have any papers, the guy died. What's gonna be the protocol? She's gonna come to Beit Din. She's gonna say what? She'll bring witnesses, let's say, to show that the husband died. And then the yorshim of the husband are gonna say, oh yeah, we paid it, because they could say anything because she has no proof. Ella must be that anything that's a ma'aseh Beit Din pays. And his ayah is from the case of a arusa. And even in the case where the custom was to write a ketubah. But arusa doesn't have a ketubah yet, because the ketubah is not written really till she has a nesua. She's going to walk into Beit Din, I got divorced. I'm an almana. How are you an almana? Should be two witnesses, let's say. Two witnesses to prove she's an almana. Okay, fine. But the your simites, like I told you, of the husband, they could say, we paid you. You're not bringing any proof. You're not bringing a ketubah or anything. And still the deen is what? She gets paid. How can she get paid? And there must be the deen is, because called ma'aseh b'din, anything that's established by beti, for example, the payment of a ketubah, even if you don't have a shtar, even the place where it's accustomed to write a ketubah, ma'aseh b'din gets paid, you cannot to'ain parati. That was basically Abaye's raya. But his raya is based on a rule that we never heard before, that an arusa gets a ketubah. So now the Gemara says, "Amale mor keshisha bered rav chazdal rav asher ve'almana mina erusin di'it la ketubah minalan." How do you know an almana from erusin indeed gets a ketubah? Ile ma mehadet nan nit armela or nit karisha. We have a mishnah. He says if a lady became a widow or she got divorced, ben mina erusin ben mina nesuin, whether it's from erusin or nesuin, gove et hakol. She gets everything. Everything means not only the ketubah, but what's called tosefet ketubah. Sometimes a husband, besides the 200 the maneh that he's obligated to give, 200 zuz, he also adds tosefet. So it says, even if she becomes an almana from the irusin, kovat hakol, she can spend everything. The Gemara says, hech delma hecha dekatavla. Wait, maybe you have no raya from over there. Maybe in a case where he wrote her one. Which is maybe we'll tell you don't have to write a ketubah for an arusa. In this case over here where it says govata kol in the event where he wrote her one. Chitema my lememra. So what are you telling me then? If he wrote her a ketubah, well, I need you to tell me that she gets paid in the event that he dies. What's the hadush of the mishnah? Because the Gemara says la pukem derbi Azar ben Azariah. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Zed shelo katav la ela almenat lekonsa. According to Rabbi Elazar, he says that the ketubah, even if you write a ketubah for arusa, it's worthless. He only wrote it for so she'll agree. She'll want to consummate the marriage. So therefore, the Mishnah had to write it that la puker Rabbi Elazar, that if a guy decides to write a ketubah for his arusa, it means something, and therefore she gets a payment. But not that you have to, if he did. Well, if he did, with Peshita, no, it's not Peshut. Because even if you already get to Baf the Arusa, like I told you, he's only doing it because, to give her time to incentivize her that she should finish. The Gemara says, it's Tanichale. Daikan Amen, I'll prove it to you that that's the case. Diktani, because what does it say in the Braita, in the Mishnah? Gova et hakol. It says that in Almanah from the Erusin, right, she gets paid everything. Govah et hakol. What is govah et hakol? She says, ben ketuvah shel tanai bet din. That's the money, which is that's the 100, the almana umatam the betula, the 200 for betula. Ben tosefet. Govah et hakol. She gets paid everything. Ben the ikar ketuvah and ben the tosefet. Iyama b'shlamah dekatav la. Oh, if we're talking about a case where he wrote her a ketuvah, haynu dekatani govah et hakol. Oh, that's govah et hakol because when you write a ketuvah, you can add Tosefet, you could write. I'm writing it at 200 plus the extra. If you're talking about a case where you didn't write her a ketubah, if you didn't write, my gova etakol. What do you mean gova etakol? Mana umatai mudi itla. Which means without writing a ketubah, there's no such thing as tosefet. So we have no ra'aya that a arusa gets a ketubah. I'm going to repeat. Gemara question. Arusa gets a ketubah, that's what Abaye said. Abaye, Arusa gets a ketubah. Kabbalah says, how do you know Arusa gets a ketubah? Mishnah says, lady becomes a widow from the Erusin, gova et hakol. She gets paid everything. Must be what? That she qualifies for a ketubah. She goes to Petin, she shows her the get, and she gets a ketubah. Nah. Maybe the case over there in the Mishnah told me he wrote her a ketubah. Right. He doesn't have to, but if he wrote her, the Gemara says, Peshita. No, it's not so pashut. Even if you wrote her, it means nothing. Because he's only writing it, so want to finish getting married. But really, it means it's a nothing shtar. Kamash Malan the Mishnah, if you wrote her a ketubah, it's valid. So the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that we're talking about when you wrote a ketubah. Because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Gova et hakol, she gets everything. If there's no ketubah, there's no everything. Everything means the ketubah plus the tosefet If there's no ketuvah, then the most you can get is just the minimum, the 100 or the 200, whatever the ikar ketuvah is. And the guy says, go vata kol, must be with your order ketuvah. So you have no ra'ayah then. You're trying to be proved to be, how do you know arusa is automatic? No, it's not automatic. If you write ketuvah, you get benefit. Therefore, you have no ra'ayah to that subject. So the Gemara says, I'll give you another proof maybe. How do I know arusa gets a ketuvah? Again, we're trying to get the ketubah automatic, without writing it. It's automatic. It's like bid din. The Eila Amin Tarim Chayyab Al Amin. Ishto Arusa. A guy is Arusa, the engaged, whatever it is. Lo Onen. Let's say he's a Kohen. Okay? And she dies. He does not become an Onen. Because even though they're married, but they didn't consummate it. It's only Arusin. So he is not an Onen. Okay, which means, normally an onen is not allowed to eat kadashim, cannot eat korbanot. If this guy's a kohen and his arusa dies, he's not an onen. He can still eat kadashim. Velo metamela. A kohen cannot be metamela to the seven close relatives. But that's only min hanesu'in, but not min ha'irusin. V'chen hi. And the same way with her. Lo onenet. She does not become onenet. With all the dinim of aninut. Velo metamela lo. Nor does she become tameh for him. Now, what does that mean? What's the difference? There's no law of tum'ah by ladies. What do you mean, lo metame'ah lo? What it means is she doesn't have to. Normally, the deen is a wife has to deal with the kivura of the husband. Take care of the burial and the funeral, whatever it seems, things like that. Here it's saying she has no obligation. Which means, don't learn the word metame'ah literally. A lady, even a kohenet, has no problem of going to a cemetery and being metama. No metama lover means she's not obligated to take care of the mit. Now, meta, I'll go the other way. Let's say she died, eno yorsha, okay, there's no yirusha. Normally a husband inherits his wife. In this case, if she dies, he does not inherit. Metu, here's the key. Metu, if let's say he dies, gova, ketubata, she gets her ketubah. Now she was arusa. He died, she gets the ketubah. So what do you see? Arusa has a ketubah. Gemara has the same answer. Dilma de katavla. No, maybe we're talking about a case where a guy wrote her a ketubah. He was a generous guy. He wrote her a ketubah. Dechitema de katavla my lememra. So peshita. If he wrote her a ketubah, of course, when he dies, she gets the ketubah. You have to tell me that. So Gemara says no. Meta eno yorsha itzterichale. No, because we just said meta when she dies eno yorsha. He does not inherit her, right? He's out. So therefore, gave you the other side. But when he dies, she does get something. They have to contrast the other side. You said that when she dies, he is not Yoresh. But you would think the other way also. No, it's not Pashut. If there's a ketubah, then when he dies, she gets something. But not to say that there's a guaranteed ketubah, because they wrote a ketubah. That's all it is. Good. So now we have to go back. That's why I gave you that introduction. Look, so we have no, by the way, we have no ra'ayah that an arusa gets a ketubah, by the way, unless he writes it. But stam arusa does not get a ketubah. Stam arusa, husband dies, there's no ketubah. Oh, if that's the case, so then where's the proof? I repeat, what are we proving? You told me a statement of Yohanan. Kol ma'ase bet din, even without a shtar, when the lady comes to the bet din, I am divorced, I give her a ketubah, even he's screaming, I paid you, bring proof that you paid. Until you bring proof that you paid, she's proving that she's divorced, pay the ketubah. So Abiyah said, I got a good proof. The proof is from Arusa. Because an Arusa, Almana, Mina Irusin, she doesn't have the paper. She has no paper. Because they don't write the ketubah usually until after marriage. And Mistama, the rabbis, the rabbis that said that she gets a ketubah, what's the case must be talking? When she walks to the betin, she proves divorce. She proves Almanut. How? With witnesses. And we pay her. So I said, see what? Anything that's a maaseh betin, even without a shtar, you pay her. So the Gemara said, no proof, by the way. Because we haven't proven sufficiently that an almana even get from Irusin gets a ketubah bechlal. So back to the drawing board. Abaye, what's your proof that, no, now what's your proof that Rabbi Yohanan is right? You brought the Mishnah, oh, must be Rabbi Yohanan is right from the case of Arusa. Arusa, your assumption that Arusa gets a ketubah is not proven. So Abaye, we have to go back to the drawing board. Where is your proof that Rabbi Yohanan was indeed right? That kol ma'aseh bedin, he cannot throw in parati. So the Gemara says, Abaye megufa demanitin kahadar, which means, he said from the actual Mishnah itself, not from a diyuk and all this, from the actual Mishnah itself, he brought it out. The Isla Kadak Makom Shekut. Because again, what did it say in that Mishnah? The Mishnah's language was straight Mishnah. Hotzi aget ve'eni mo ketuva guva ketubata. One liner. Hotzi aget. She came to Betim with a get, without a ketuba. So what's the deen? Peya. So you see what? You see that. Maaseh bedin, even without a star, because the ketubah, the get is not effective. It's not a monetary document to get. So you see what maaseh bedin you got. So Abaye said, from the Mishnah, I'm going to bring you an ayah. What's this ayah? Let's see. He says Abaye begufad manitid kadar be. This is a gadak mekom she'en kotvim. Why? Because I could explain you that Mishnah like this. Let me go slow. Maybe it's not a proof from that Mishnah. Because like I said, maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where they don't write a ketubah. Mm. Oh, in a place where you don't write a ketubah, because there was places that didn't write ketubah. If you have no ra'ayah, then the only way she can get paid is with a showing of the get. But maybe in a place where they write a ketubah, unless she shows up with the ketubah, she's not going to get anything. Right. So Abaye says, I retract from that thinking. It's that Mishnah's got to be talking about even in a place where they write a ketubah, and she doesn't show up, but it's still they're going to pay her. What's his proof? If you get that Mishnah talking about a case where they're in a place where they don't write ketubot, the get, haynu ketubata, and the get serves as the ketubah. Atu get mane matayim ketibbe? Exactly. What? Okay, it's a place where they don't write a ketubah. So what is a get? How is a get going to get a payment? Does a get, does it have a number? 100, 200? A get is not a monetary double, which means, even if you tell me that it's talking about a place where you don't write a ketubah. Oh, so what's the only way she can get the ketubah? She shows a get. I'm sorry, what is a get, by the way? Get doesn't say how much money. The rabbi is established in a place where you don't write a ketubah. The get is the ketubah, so to speak. So it's as if it's written. We'll say it's as if it's written. That's how she can get paid. Liton velema parati. In such a case, he should be able to say, "I paid it," because since this document really is not a ketubah, the kavara, he should be able to come along and say, "I paid," and therefore a lady will never get paid a ketubah, because in a place where they don't write ketubot. She's going to come in. All right, so let's make it as if when you give a get, it's as if it's written 100, 200. But bottom line, it's not a ketubah. So let the guy would just say, I paid. Oh, no, you can't say that. Because we'll tell the guy, if you paid her, how come you didn't rip the get up? Normally what would happen? He would pay. She gives the get back to him. He rips it up. Oh, so therefore it's not ayah that you pay. You cannot talk in parat, because if you were really parat, you would have ripped up the get. He has a reason for that also. Lo shabaktan. She didn't let me. She didn't give me the document back. Amra, because she said, bayin and lansu bebe. She said, listen, I want it as a proof that I can get remarried. I'm not giving you this paper over here. When I go to bed, I want to get remarried. He asked me, where's the get? Okay, at least you should have tore it up. And just write on the back of it, the get over here that we ripped up, not because it's a get pasul, just so she doesn't take a payment, which means, if you're claiming, he's going to claim parati, we shouldn't believe him. Because we should say, you should have went and ripped up the get in her possession, and just write on the back of it, listen, the reason why we tore this get, not because it's a pasul get, at least she can get remarried and all that, and just, she shouldn't get pay me again. Gemara says, Hold it. What do you think? You think every time a guy pays a ketubah, he pays it in front of Bittin? Yeah. That there's a Bittin there to rip it up, to write a pitting on the back of it, which means the guy said, pay it outside of Bittin. Oh, so let's review what just took place over here. Now you got that story over there. What happened is, Abaye comes along and says, we have a Mishnah over there. What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, a lady comes to the Bittin with a get, oh, give her a ketubah. So what do you see from this Mishnah? You see from this Mishnah that what? Maaseh Bittin. When Bittin obligation or something, even though you don't have a shtar, the guy cannot be to'en. Parati. Beautiful. You see, guy, she's not coming with a ketubah, she's coming with a get. So Abaye came along and said, that's what I read over here. Right. He says, if we're talking about, so we came along and said, what do you mean? The Bihanan, it's a Befirush Mishnah. What did you need to tell me this deen? It's the Mishnah says, you come with it again, it's enough. Oh, because you would have, I could have learned that Mishnah is talking about a place where they don't write a ketubah. So the place where they don't write a ketubah, so therefore it's not Befirush. And Mishnah can tell you, but maybe in the place where they write a ketubah, maybe she's got to produce the ketubah. So Abaye comes along and says, no. If you would think that it's in a place where they did not write a ketubah, so what's going to happen? She's going to come in with a... And what's the Mishnah saying? She comes in with the get, place where they don't write a ketubah. So she has. That's the get. And what's the deen in the Mishnah? You got to pay. So the Gemara says, hey, back and forth. I'll go give a shaklav etariah. Gemara says, what do you mean? How could you even get a payment with a get? It doesn't say 100, 200, it doesn't say a number in it. Rabbis will make it as if, in a place they don't write a get, when it can do out, as if the get has the number in it. Okay, good. So she comes to the bed, mean, with the ketubah, it's as if it says the number in it. Let the guy always say, parati. It's a get, bottom line. No ketubah, it's like she's coming out with a document of ketubah. So the Gemara basically is going to come along and say, parati. How could she come along and say, how can he come along and say parata? We'll tell him, if it was parata, how can he rip it up? No, he has an excuse. He says, she wouldn't give it to me. She wouldn't, okay. But you should have at least tore it up or wrote something on the back. He could say, what do you mean? I paid her outside of Betty. He goes, I was in front of a court. And still the dean is what? He cannot say parati. Even though he has all the excuses why he should be able to say parati, still he cannot say Ella must be, because it's Tanai Bet Din. And therefore that's the ayah for Rabbi Yochanan, which means the proof from the Mishnah is that even though we're talking about a case where they don't write a ketubah, and the Chaurah in a case where you don't write a ketubah, the Chaurah, really the husband, should be able to be Toen parati, because he has all the excuses. Hey, how come he didn't rip it up? She didn't give it back to me. That's why I paid it. I don't ask why I didn't rip it up. Okay, so at least you should have wrote on the back of it. Paid in full. I didn't pay her, bitch. You think I was in front of judges? I paid. I didn't finish. Bitch has to write that. I wasn't in front of court. So the Chaurah, when the guy says parati, he should be believed. But the dean of the Mishnah is what? He's not believed. When he says parati, still, when she comes up with the kid, she gets the money. And what do you see? Must be because it's a Tanai Bet Din, which is Bet Din is going to enforce it. And therefore you see that Yohanan was right. That when he said Tanai Bet Din, it is indeed a payment. Even in a case where the guy can say Parati, it's still not going to be sufficient. He has to pay. Good. Again, Abaye agrees with Rabbi Yohanan again from the Mishnah. And even if you want to tell me the case is talking about where they don't write a ketubah, the reason why she's getting the payment is not because she's showing a get. A get is nothing to show a get. And the reason is because it must be ma'aseh bedin. And therefore, when she comes along and says that she got divorced, that she got widowed, therefore the bedin is going to pay her. Even though the guy technically has a way to say parati, and he has good claims, she still gets paid. And you see what? That en to'anin acharei ma'aseh bedin. We do not give the husband a claim after a ma'aseh bedin. So the bedin will indeed enforced. That is the bottom line answer, meaning Rabbi Yohanan and Abaye are in concurrence. And the proof is really from the Mishnah. Again, initially Abaye tried to reject the proof from the Mishnah. That Mishnah over there is talking about a case in a place where they don't write ketubot.
That's not what she shows the get. She gets paid. But a place where they write get to what? Maybe she got to show up at the kedusha. She shows up at the kedusha. That's nothing. Then you go, no, hadar be'abaye. There's not really, I'll tell you the case, even in the case where they don't write a ketubah, it's not the pshat because she showed a get. Because showing a get, the guy can always throw a parati against the get. And he has good claims. But she didn't give it back to me, I wasn't in front of a betin, and still we say what? She gets paid. Yeah, that must be because anything that's ma'aseh bedin, he cannot be throw a parati unless she brings witnesses that he paid. We go to the next Mishnah. Matzah. Giter nashim. Okay, a guy found a get in the street. Okay, matzah giter nashim. Let's discuss all the cases first. Giter nashim is what? Divorce papers. Shechorei avadim, freedom papers. For an eved, emancipation papers. Daitiki. Daitiki is a star of a shechid mirah. Guy in his deathbed, he wills, I want to give this money to someone, so they write it down. Right? Even though he just says it, the words of a shechid mirah as if it's written. So he found this daitiki. Matana, or shtar matana. I want to gift this item for the Uventu Shimon. Vishovarin. Shovarin is a receipt. A receipt of a payment. You found all these items in the street. Hareze lo yahzir. Do not return it to anybody. Do not return it to any of the parties. Why? Shani omer ketuvina yu. Vinimlach alein shelo l'tan. Right. Yeah, these things are written, but they never were executed. Now let's give the case of the get, the easiest case. One of the cases is get, no? Mm-hmm. Get to Nashim. Yeah, you see a get. Reuven divorcing his wife, Sarah. You find it in the street. Oh, so what do you want to sell? You want to do? Okay, give it to Sarah. Oh, yeah. She's divorced? Maybe he never gave it. Yeah. Maybe they just wrote it and change his mind. That's possible. Yeah. Okay, so give it back to the Reuven then. Can't hurt to give it back to the Reuven. No. We have laws when you find a lost object. You can't just give it back to... So you don't know if it fell from him either. So you can't give it back to him either. We don't know if it's his. So therefore, do not give it. And all the cases over there, the case Shehrei Avadim. You're going to give it to the Eved. Maybe it was never given to the Eved. You're going to go free with this paper. So when you find a document like that in the street, you cannot return it to anybody. Not to the guy who usually writes it, because you really don't know if it really belongs to him. Maybe it was executed. But you can't really give it to the one that was written for, because maybe it wasn't executed, so therefore just leave it. Okay, that's the case of the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and says like this. The whole logic of the Mishnah is what? Because we're concerned that maybe he wrote the get, but he just changed his mind. And he never gave it. That's why he can't give it back to the lady, because could be he changed his mind, right? That's the whole logic of the Mishnah. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Ha'amar tenu notnim. But what? We can make a deal from the Mishnah. If a guy tells a shaliach, go give the get to my wife, so then you give the get, ve'afilu lizman meruba, even after much time has elapsed. What is this talking about? Rashi. Let's say, okay, they found the get on the floor. Okay. We don't know. Did he give it? Didn't he give it? So you know what? We don't know nothing. Put it on the side. And the reason is, maybe he changed his mind. But let's say, okay, they found it now. He says, you know what? Give it now. You found it now. You don't know what my kavanah was. Did I give it now. Tenu.
Oh, okay.
Right now when they found it. The Baal says, okay, by the way, I'm not arguing. Give it now. I want to give it now. It's mashma that even if the get was on the floor for a long time, we don't care how long the get was on the floor. I don't care. If they found it and the guy says, I give it now, we're going to give it. So the Gemara says, but that's problematic. Why? Because we have a deen, Udvinhu, Hamevi get. Guy, a shaliach, bring in a get. And on the way to give the get, the shaliach dropped the get, he lost the get. Mitzaol le'altar kasher. If they found it immediately, from the time that he dropped it, we say, assuming that's the get that Uven wrote to his wife Sarah, because again, it has to be written the Shema. This Reuven to this Sarah. So they found it on the floor immediately from when he dropped it. I'll give it back to the Shaliach. We don't assume that that it got mixed up with another get that has the same names. However, im lo imlav basul. But let's say the Shaliach dropped it. I don't know. Give me a day, 3 days later. I'm just saying. They come, oh, we found the get Reuven and Sarah. Those are the names. Oh, nah, I can't give it back. Because maybe this get is a different Reuven and a different Sarah, and it's not the same people. So therefore we have a stira from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Gittin. Because our Mishnah is mashma, only because when you find a get on the floor, you don't know. You don't know, maybe he changed his mind. Mashma, but if he says, give it now, he'll give it, even if it was on the floor for a long time. When Gittin it's mashma, that if the get's on the floor for a long time, you cannot give it anymore because you have to hoshesh that maybe this... I know the names are the same, but maybe it's different people.
Say the case is right away.
Oh, no, but the Gemara is making a diyuk. The diyuk of the Mishnah is, but if he said give it, there's no haluk. Well, even if it was on the floor for a long time. You're saying a good point because later on the Gemara is going to challenge... Who told you to make a diyuk to ask a question? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about when it fell on the floor and only immediately he could say give it, but if it's a long time, he can't. But the Gemara right away was assuming... Even if it's a long time later, he could say, give it, and we give it. But Mishnah, Gemara, get teacher, you can't do that. So Gemara said, I'll give you an answer. Amar Rava, Lakasha. Kam bemkom shasheirot mitsuyot, kam bemkom shasheirot mitsuyot. I'll continue reading. Vafilum kom shasheirot mitsuyot, vuhu sheyaziku shnei Yosef ben Shimon b'ir ahat. Oh, so you need two things. Rava said, I know what the answer is. The case over there in Gittin, why if it fell on the floor for a long time, I don't give it back? Because you have two concerns. Number one, Shayerot Mitsuyot. Shayerot Mitsuyot means it's a populated area. A lot of people travel through this area where the get fell. So what am I worried about? Maybe somebody else dropped this get because it's a populated area and it has the name of the Uven and Sarah on it. Yeah. And number two, not enough to have a lot of population. But when I look at the place that's on the get, it says New York. They write the name of the place where they write the get. And I go to New York, and I see that happens to be, there's a guy in New York also called Yosef Ben Shimon, or whatever their name is. There's two guys over there. Oh, so now I got reasons to be concerned here. Number one, Shayerot Mitsuyot, there's a lot of... population over here. The caravans are common over here. So therefore could be somebody from that city came and dropped it. And we know that there's a guy from that city that has that name. And the wife has that name as well. Oh, so that's why we say if it's a long time, don't give it back. Because I don't know, could be this is a different Uven and Sarah. Masha'en ken our Mishnah Gittin is talking about where you don't have both factors. Either you have just Shayerot Mitsuyot, or you just have the names are similar in the same city, but you don't have two factors. So basically, according to Rabbi, you need two factors not to give back a get, or not to let the get be given. Again, it fell on the street. Okay? What's the first question we're going to ask? Where did it fall? The first question is what? Where did the get fall?
Is it a populated area?
What? Yes, Rabbi, it was a populated area. Oh, I got to be what? People are walking back and forth all day long. Could be somebody dropped it. Okay, could you tell me the name of the city on the get, please? New York. Okay, what's your name? My name is Reuven. They go back to New York. They look in the registry. Oh, yeah, we know there's a guy that we've been married to a Sarah. Oh, there's two guys in that city. Very possible that guy was walking with his get to his wife, and he dropped his get. And therefore, when you're going to pick this up, you're going to give the wrong get to your wife, even though it's got the right names on it, because it's different people. Oh, that's the case, we don't give it back. So the Gemara comes along and says, because if you're not going to say this, a story, we're going to have a question. They found a get in Rav Huna's Beit Din. I don't know, they found it on the floor. Rav Huna's Beit Din is like Grand Central Station. People coming in and out all day long. They found the get on the floor in the Beit Din of Rav Huna. Davar katuv there, it was written. B'shivire Mata. The name of the city that the get was written was Shivire. Shivire Mata. Mata is the name of a place. Da'al Rekis Nahara. That's on the river Rekis. They write exactly where the place is. So they found the get. Right? What happened? Amar Rav Huna, Haishinan Lishne Shivire. You got to suspect that there's another Shivire in the world. Taprashi. Now watch. A guy comes to Beit Din, Rabbi, I was the Shaliah for Reuven. It belongs to me. By the way, Mihalat fell. So what does the Gemara Taprashi say? ופלוני היה משדחו לאשתו ויריד אנו שאין שם בשבירי שני אנשים שמותם שווים חיישין עד שם השבירי אחרת יש ויש בה יוסף בן שמעון אחר now we're not saying listen maybe there's another place called שבירי okay and therefore you got to suspect that maybe there's another place called שבירי maybe in that place called שבירי there's another guy with the same name so he said sorry buddy we can't give it to you back that was Rav Huna's initial din continue the story Rav Chasda knew that Rav Huna was going to ask Rabba this question so Rav Chasda tipped off Rabba and he tells him Puk Ayin Ba go do me a favor go to this subject Dile Urta because tomorrow morning Ba'ay Minach Rav Huna Rav Huna is going to ask you this question meaning he said listen this happened today in Bet Din And for sure, everyone's coming to you to ask you what's the deen on this over here. So do me a favor, go check the subject. That's when he comes to you, you know the answer. Nafak, he went out, Rabbah, to study it. Dak ve'ashkah, ditnan, kol ma'aseh beddin. Anything that's established in the beddin, hare ze yahzir. What? You give it back. Which means, anything that's done by a beddin, a get, who does the get? Beddin. Give it back to the husband. Give it back to the shaliyah. You return it. It is a yazir. So continue. Rashi. Rashi. Fourth line. Kol miltada atan lebetin lekayim. And then it comes to betin to make a kiyum on it and things like that. That is a yazir. Vezem mikoyam bebetin. Which means they was kept the betin. It's a mikoyam shtar. Everything's good. It's kosher. Give it back to him. Oh, Gemara says, "Vehabedinah de Rav Huna dechi makom shasher mitzuyot dame." What do you mean? But Rav Huna's court is Grand Central Station. There's a lot of people over there. Maybe you have to suspect that somebody else dropped it with the same name. Vekapashit Rabba. And what is Rabba saying? Don't worry, Yachzir. Alma iyozak mushne Yosef ben Shimon in ilo lo. Must be because you didn't have the second factor. The second factor is you have to know that there's another Yosef ben Shimon in that place. It's not enough Shayarot Mitzuyot. From the fact that Rabba came along and said, what's the problem? You found another Beit Din. Even if Beit Din is a very, very populated thoroughfare, give it back to the Shaliyah. What do you mean? How could you give back Shayarot Mitzuyot? But Shayarot Mitzuyot is not enough. You need two factors not to give it back. What's the second factor? You have to know that there's a person in that place that has the same name. So you see what? We're right in the way we learned Rabba. Rabba holds only if you have two factors, you don't give it back. But one factor is not enough. Otherwise, you would have a stira on Rabba. Why did Rabba say give the get back? The Shayron Mitzuyot. It must be because he knew that there was no Yosef ben Shimon in that place. The Gemara says, Rabba, Avad Rabba Uvda, Bekitna de Pumpedita, Kishemate. Rabba himself followed his deen. It was a story, a get in Pumpedita, in the place called Bekitna, and he followed. There was a get that fell. It was after a long time, but he gave it back to the original, to the Shaliyah. He followed his halakha. Ika de Amre, some say, Hecha de Mizabne Kitna. What does it mean, Bekitna, by the way? Some say the place where they sell flax. When the get was found in a place where they sell flax. That's a thoroughfare. A lot of people. In the market of the flax, they found the get. Bekitna is the place where they sell the flax. So what does that mean? A lot of people. Right. And the reason why I gave the get back, because we knew that in the place where the get was written, there was not another Yosef ben Shimon. Even though there was a lot of traffic. So, which means, a story happened. There's two versions of why he gave it back. One version is it was found in the market where they sell flax, Shayarot Mitzuyot, but the reason why I gave it back was it was Lo Hozak, Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. Another version, Vika de Amre, Hecha de Taru Kitna. No, it was a very private place. It's the place where they soak the flax. So it's really not such a populated area. Vafagav du Hozaku. Even though in the city where the get was written, there's two Yosef Ben Shimons, he still gave the get back. You know why? De Lo Shkiha Shayarot. Because it wasn't a populated area. So what do you see, but? You need two. So we had a story, we just don't know the details. We have two versions of the story. Either he gave it back because, even though it was populated, it wasn't a chazak, or It was Uzak, but it wasn't populated. It all depends how you learn Bekitna. Is Bekitna the shuk of the Pishtan? Or is it the place where they soak the Pishtan?
Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Zera, Rame Matnitin Abaraita. Rabbi Zera asks the question from our Mishnah to a Baraita. Umeshane. And then he answered. Tenan, it says in a Mishnah in Masechet Gittin. A guy brings a get. Shaliach is bringing a get. What happened? He lost a get. Mesa or le altar. And they found it immediately. Kasher. So then you give it back to the Shaliach. Ve'im lav pasul. But what? If you don't find it immediately, pasul. So you learn from the Masechet Gittin. The Dafka, when you found it immediately, you give it back. Mashma what? After time, you have to be Hoshesh that maybe it's a different get with the same names. However, we brought a contradiction. Matzaget isha b'shuk. What does it say? We found a braita now. It says matzaget isha b'shuk. Person found a get in the marketplace. Bisman shabal modeh. The Baal says, yeah. It's my get. He's modeh that he gave the get. Yachzir le'isha. Okay, Baal's modeh, give it back to the lady. And a Baal modeh, but if the husband's not modeh, lo yachzir lo lazeh, velo lazeh. Don't return it to anybody. We don't know. Katani mihat. The Gemara brings a partial quotation from the Braita. Bizman sha Baal modeh, when the husband's modeh, yachzir le'isha. Ve'afilu lizman merubat. Mashma, even after a long amount of time. So we have a stira. The Mishnah's mashma, the dafka, the altar, you return the get. And from the other bright, that's mashma, dafka, even Ms. Mamirubaf. The husband says, yeah, I gave it, you give it to the lady, even after much time. That's the stira. Mishane, and the Bizana answered the stira, and he said, kan bimkom shayot mitzuyot, vimkan bimkom shayot mitzuyot. Yeah, it's very simple, like we've been answering. Depends. In the case, when do we say you can give it back even after a long period of time when there's no sheirot mitzvah, when there's no traffic? So if you don't have to suspect that another get fell with the same name, then I don't care how long after it fell. You can always give it back. But if it's sheirot mitzvah, but if there's people traveling in that area, it's a populated area, then I have to be worried that maybe another get fell with the same name. If only miyad, you can give it back, but not after a amount of time. Ikade amre, and some say, vihu shi'uzaku delo nehedar. And some add an extra condition, meaning not only Shayrot Mitzuyot, but you have to know that this is the same name, Yosef ben Shimon, the same name in the town that the get was written in. We need two things in order not to give back a get. Shayrot Mitzuyot, and also we know for a fact that somebody else in the town that has the same name. And that would be exactly like Rabbah. I mean, that would be following Rabbah's opinion. We learned on the earlier part of the daft, that Rabbah holds that you don't give a get back unless you have two conditions, that Shayrot Mitzuyot and Ozeku, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Ika de Amre, but some say no. Afagav de lo Ozaku. Even though we do not know that there's two people with the same name, de lo nehdar ufliga de Rabbah. Some say that Biza is arguing on Rabbah. Whereas Rabbah, you need two things. You need Shayrot Mitzuyot and Ozaku. Rabbi Zera will say you only need one. Once you have Shayrot Mitzuyot, even though you don't know that there's another guy in the town with the same name, still you don't give it back. So it could be Rabbi Zera is agreeing with Rabbah, could be he is arguing, two versions. Now, Bishlama Rabbah, lo amar Rabbi Zera. Which means, Rabbah did not ask Rabbi Zera's question. He did not ask from our Mishnah to this Braita that he quoted. Again, remember our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, you found a get in the street, right? Don't give it back. Lo lazeh, velo lazeh. But then we made a diuk in the Mishnah. We made a diuk. Oh, but if they found it in the street and the husband said, give it, you'll give it. Even if it's after Zman, Mirubah. Oh, so Rabbah asked the question, well, what do we learn to Masechet Gittin, the Dafka Miyad? So Rabbi Zera asked from our Mishnah to another Mishnah. Whereas Rabbi Zera asked from a Mishnah in Gittin to a Braita. They both asked the same question. They just asked it from different places. Rabbah, again, asked from our Mishnah to the Mishnah Gittin. Rabbi Zera asked from the Mishnah Gittin to a Braita. But basically, it's the same question. One place says, you give it back Miyad, only Miyad, and one place is Mashma, you give it back even after time. So the question is, I understand why Rabbah did not ask like Rabbi Zera, because it's better to ask from a Mishnah to a Mishnah. instead of asking from a Mishnah to a Braita. It's a stronger question. The Braita, you can say, it's not as accurate as a Mishnah. So Rabba, I understand. It's a stronger question to ask from a Mishnah to a Mishnah, like he did. But please, why didn't the Bizra ask his same question from our Mishnah in Baba Metzi'ah to the Mishnah in Gittin? Amalecha, mikatani ha'amar tenu. Notnim ba'afilu lezman merubah. Dilma ha'amar tenu notnim ol olam kedekai malan le'altar. Which means this is the point that somebody made yesterday. You don't have a question from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? You found the get in the street, don't give it back to anybody. So we made a diuk. Oh, but if the husband says give it, you'll give it. And then we said, even after a long period of time. Who told you to say that? Maybe when the husband says give it, it only means immediately if it fell. Not after a long period of time. Which means you made a question from a place where there was no question. Who told you to learn the Mishnah like you learned in order to make a stida? All the Mishnah said is if you find the get in the street, don't give it back to either one. Oh, she said, oh, but it's mashma if you found it in the street and the husband said, give it, you're going to give it. Even after Zman Merubah. Who told you that's right? Maybe the only time you'll give it when you found it in the street when the husband said, give it, is immediately. So then when the Bizina says, I didn't ask from our Mishnah because you don't have a head-on collision from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah can answer. But from the Mishnah and Gittin, and the Braita, one says Beferush, Miyad, one says Lechar Zeman. That you can't play with that. They have to answer. Good. The man da man Rabbi Zira b'mkom shel shirim mitzuyot afkav shnochon zaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon ufliga de Rabba v'maika mepalge. Good. We just learned according to one opinion, Rabbi Zira and Rabba are arguing. Rabbi Zira says once you have shayarot mitzuyot, you don't give back the get. All you need is traffic. Then you have to be worried that somebody else dropped the get over there with the same. Even though you don't know necessarily that in that city. That the gate was written as another guy with the same name. Rabbi says Mahmir, according to one opinion. Whereas Rabba holds, no, you need two things. You need Shayarot Mitzuyot, and you have to also know that in the city of the gate, it's Huzaku, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. So the Gemara wants to understand the nature of the Mahlokit. What's the nature of this Mahlokit? Why does Rabba say you need two items? And Rabbi Zerah says one. So the Gemara says, Rabba Sabad Diktani. Rabba holds, but later on we're going to learn, I think on Daf Chaf, it says, Kol Maase Bet Din Harezi Yachzi, Rabbi Mishnah. Kol Maase Bet Din, anything that was written in the Bet Din and verified in the Bet Din in the Shtar, it's a legal Shtar, Yazir. You give it back to the one that it was written for. Take a simple get. Get is Maase Bet Din. You have Bet Din rights and all that. So you find, you give it back to the guy that it was written for. Meaning you give it to the husband or the Shaliyah. Hareze Yazir. So the Gemara says, how does Abba learn that Mishnah? Dishtakah bebetin askina. Ma'aseh bedin is talking about dishtakah bebetin, where it actually got found in betin, which means, where did you find it, this ma'aseh? Where did you find the get? He's learning you found it even in the court itself. Ubetin kimkom shasheyarot mitzuyot. And betin is a place where there's traffic. Vehu she'uzaku. And what? It must be talking about a case you learn over there. She'uzaku in the place that you have Shayrot Mitzud, and we know that there's two Yosef and Shimon's in the city. Lo Yazir. Lo Uzaku Yazir. Which means when he learned the Mishnah later on, Rabba, that said when you find the document, it means you found the document even in the Bet Din itself. You found it on the floor of the Bet Din. Now Bet Din is a place where there's a lot of action. And what does the Mishnah say? You give it back to the husband, to the guy that wrote it. Oh, and Bet Din is a place that Shayarot Mitzuyot. Also, he learned the Mishnah over there. It's talking about, you know why you give it back? Because you don't have two Yosef ben Shimon's in the same place. But if you would have two Yosef ben Shimon's in the same place, then we wouldn't give it back. Because it could be the get is Pasul. Could be this get over here is a different person. So it's based on how Rabba learns the Gemara later on. It's what, even if you found it in, put it this way, even if you found the get in Bet Din, that's how he's learning the case. What's the Yazir? Because you see what? Shayarot Mitzuyot is not enough. Shayarot Mitzuyot doesn't tell us anything. There's a lot of traffic. But until you know that there's another Yosef and Shimon in the place, that doesn't, we don't have any suspicion. So that even if you found the get in Bet Din, kol ma'aseh Bet Din afilu. Bet Din, even if you found it in the court itself, that is a Yazir. Give it back. Because what are you worried about? However,
רבי זירא אמר לך, מי קטן כל מעשה בבית דין, שנמצאו בבית דין? רבי זירא, does he say, when it says in the Mishnah, כל מעשה בבית דין יחזיר, does he say that you found it in the בית דין? כל מעשה בבית דין יחזיר קטן. ולעולם דשתקח, אבראי. Really, I'll tell you, רבי זירא said, so you found it outside, you found it on the street, on a side street. But in the Chirav, if you would find it in בית דין, it's the Tzairot Mitzuyot. Then the Chirav, don't give it back. So the Mahalokan is based on how to learn the Gemara later on. Where did you find get when the Gemara says later on Yahzir? Mishnah says later on Yahzir. Where did you find it? Bottom line it says, Masibin Yahzir. Give it back to the husband. Where did you find it? According to Rabbi, so you found it in Betin. Masibin Bibetin. Shairo Mitzuyot. And still give it back because it's not enough Shairo Mitzuyot. You need Shairo Mitzuyot. They're all Zach Mishnah, Shif, and Shimon. The business says, no. The Mishnah says, "Come and see Betin." Yes, but you found it outside of Betin. But in the Chirav, if you would have found it in Betin, lo yachzir. If you go say it, it's enough. That's it. That's machloket. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar. I'll give you another way to understand the machloket. Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Naba. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, kegon deka amrei eidim meolam lo chatamnu ela al get echad shel Yosef ben Shimon. You know what the machloket over here is? You know why Rabbi Zera says Shayarot Mitzvot is enough? Meaning, you find a get, it's in a public area, don't give it back. Don't give it back. Even if the husband comes along and says, give it. No, no, I'm worried, maybe there's a different get. You know why? Because we're talking about a case where the witnesses on the get said, Beferus, we never signed another get. So therefore you know that this get over here, again, כגון דקאמר ידים מעולם לא חתמנו אלא על גט אחד של יוסף בן שמעון. So therefore, they say we only signed on one get of Yosef ben Shimon, and therefore, that's the get, לגרשי, היי דקטני יחזיר. Ah, right. That what it says, יחזיר, we have a שיטה of Rabbi Zera. Right? Rabbi Zera says, שיירות מצויות. Once you have already a lot of population, שיירות מצויות, don't give it back. They got to be worried about that maybe it fell and there's a problem. Maybe it's a get with the same names. Correct? And then what's the other case of Rabbi Zera? And Rabbi holds what? Rabbi says, no. Shayra Mitzvot is not enough. You know why Shayra Mitzvot is not enough? He needs Shayra Mitzvot and Huzaku Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. You need two things in order to give us a suspicion. So what is Rabbi Yirmiyah coming to answer? Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to answer. He's coming to answer the Stira. It says in Mishnah Gittin that you find the get on the floor. It's mashma that you could return it even after Lachar Zeman. What do you mean? The Chaura, it's a problem. Lachar Zeman, how could you return the get? If it's talking about with Shayirot Mitzuyot, according to the Bizar, we have to be concerned that maybe it fell from somebody that has the same name. We answered the Gemara Gittin. So the Gemara answers, you know what? It's talking about where you asked the Edim on the Shtar, and the Edim said, we never signed another document for a guy called Yosef ben Shimon. So we know that this got to be the get. Which means, even if there's another Yosef ben Shimon, by the way. Even if there's another Yosef ben Shimon, doesn't matter. They're telling you clearly, we never signed another document. So if, what's the problem? What's the hadush then? What do you have to tell me? If you found the get, and the Edim are telling you, we never signed another shtar of Yosef ben Shimon, of course you give it. What's the problem? Maybe you have to suspect that you found the shtar with the guy's name and the lady's name, different people, and edim that are different with the same names also. Maybe you have to suspect that. That's too much. I have to worry about that. Ravashi gives another answer to the Gemara Gittin. You know, really, I'll tell you, Sharat Mitzuyot. You don't give the get back. You don't give the get back. You can't give the get back. Maybe you have to suspect. Oh, but the Gemara's mashma over there that even if there's Zman Merubah, you can give the get back. How are you going to answer? He said, no. Okay, going to Ka'amar, the husband gave a siman. He gave a clear siman. There's a machloket in Baba Masiyah. We're going to learn it next Perek. Simanim de'onayto d'rabanam. When a person loses an object and he gives a siman, is a siman a law from the Torah that min haTorah, when a guy gives a siman on an item, you're supposed to give the item back? Or is it takanav drabbanan, that when a guy gives a siman, you give something back? But everybody agrees there's something that's called a siman muvhak, where you give a very, very detailed siman. Everybody holds up min haTorah, you give the item back. So what did the guy do over here? He goes, "Ka'amar nekev yesh bo betzad ot pelonit." He came along and said to the husband, "By the way, that's my get." Even though the get was on the floor for a long time. Shayirot mitzuyot. But he's approved here, that's my get. Look on the fourth line of the get. On the letter Aleph, there's a little dot, there's a little hole over there on the left side. Ah, so the guy's giving such a detailed siman. Vedavka besad ot pelonit. Davka, when he gives such a detailed sign, and he says, "Yeah, but ot pelonit." Ava, nekev be'alma. No, but tell me there's a little hole on the get, that's not enough. Which means it's got to be something that is very, very, very specific. Look at that sheet. That she says. Well, actually, read one more line. Ravashe mesafkale simanim ideoraita idrabanan. He has a safek if simanim are deoraita or drabanan. Therefore, he didn't want to get involved in simanim. Therefore, he necessitated a siman muvhak in order to get around the problem. Look at that sheet. Vedavka besad ot pedonit. See that sheet? Dehavele siman muvhak. Even if you want to say that when you're returning an object, even if you're going to conclude and say, "Simanim de rabbanan, yesh lesmoch al siman muvak kazeh lemishi eshet ish de oraita." Look what you're really doing, by the way. By giving the get to the back to the husband, you're letting him use this get now to divorce his wife. Then you're going to be matir eshet ish. Deoraita, you allow it. Even if you want to say simanim adrabanan, so that the only you cannot use a drabanan din to matir eshet ish deoraita. That's what the Gemara wants to say. He don't want to get involved in the simanim machloket. Could be his deoraita, could be his drabanan that you return an object, but siman muvhak everybody holds deoraita. So therefore, he gave a siman muvhak back. Therefore, in that case, that's why the Mishnah over there in Getin says that Masa get Isha Bishuk Bizman Shaba al Modeh Yazir the Isha. Right? It said when the Baal's Modeh, they found it get to the street. What do you say, husband? Yeah, no problem. Give it. That's Basha even after a long period of time. What do you mean? How could you give the get? You're giving Matir now, Ishit each with this gift, Shayarot Mitsuyot, could be it's a problem. Could be it's a different get. Nah. You know what that case is? We're giving a few answers. Let's review the answers. One answer was saying, "Oh, you know what that case is? We're not worried. The Edim told us Bethlehem. We never saw another get with Yosef ben Shimon. What do you want?" So we have to suspect. I'm willing to suspect that maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon and the Edim also that had the same thing. Come on, that's still too far-fetched. Or another answer was saying is what? The Bashir's answer. The husband's giving such a specific siman. Why not give it to the lady? Give it to the lady in that case already, because no odds that he's going to give such a good siman. Another answer, Rabba Bar Bar Hana, Irkas le gita be midrash. A story. Rabba Bar Hana, he lost a get. He was a shaliyah to bring a get to Rabba Bar Hana. He was a shaliyah. He lost a get in the bet midrash. Okay? And they found it. Amar. Isimana itli begave. Itvi utrena itli begave. Ahadruha dihale. So they asked me, listen, either do you have a siman or do you have tvi utayin? Tvi utayin is, do you recognize that this get is the get that you were bringing? So he says, Amar lo yadan. He says, I didn't know exactly what these rabbis hold. Imishum simana ahadruha dihale. I didn't realize, what do they want? Were they returning the get to me because I was going to give a siman? Ve'kasavri simanim deoraita. Now, if they just wanted a siman, that means they must hold simanim are deoraita. Because bottom line, they were going to give me back the get, and I was going to go use this get to matira eshet ish over here. So they must have held that simanim are deoraita. Imishum tivi'ut ayna ahadurani hali. Or they gave it back to me because I recognized the get. To view it ayin. Now, if that's the case, when it comes to Tevi'ut Ayin, There's a special deen by Tamidei Achamim. The Gemara says in the Siyah, we're going to learn it also. Tamidei Achamim don't lie. That's a rule. Mamishakre. And therefore, when a rabbi comes along and he says, I recognize that this is my item. You give it to him. Because he wouldn't have said it unless it's 100% emit. So he says, they gave me back the get, but I don't know if they gave it back to me because they held simanim de oraita, that I gave a siman, or they gave it back because I'm a tamid hacham, and betviotai, and already with the recognition, recognizing it, that's enough. It's big nafkamina. Because if it's simanim, then it's anybody gives a siman. But if it's tviotai, and it's only going to apply to, tell me de hachamim. Baruch Adonai.